you made it look very easy in the first half. That's down to your hard work, but that was some performance from your team this evening.
Yeah, very good performance today. From start to finish, thought we were good in both disciplines of the game. Without the ball, we were excellent. We were compact. We were hard to play through. We worked incredibly hard. With the ball, we were very, very good with our movement, our rotations. Our use of the ball caused them all sorts of problems. Could have had more, but we'll take the three in the clean sheet. It's a very positive day.
I was going to say, with the way things have been going and that barrier of getting the second goal that you've been coming up against time and time again, to suddenly be 3-0 up after half an hour, is it what dreams are made of for a manager, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you can see the power today of the second goal, as you say. We've been playing as well as that as we have today and not turned our supremacy into goals, and I think that's just the difference today. We were clinical. We took our goals very well. Dan Gosling, great to see him score another two. But it was just the all-round manner of our performance, the attitude of the players to come here on a Tuesday night. We made changes to the team, but it didn't affect us. We were very good.
Some of the local fans around us were saying that was as bad a first half, or bad a half a performance from a Cardiff team they've seen for a long time. Was that down to how well you played, or was that down to the disarray here as well?
No, I think you have to give our players a lot of credit for how they played today. This is an easy place to come. They made some changes to their team. We made some changes. But you could see that we had a pattern of our play. We had a focus and an aim, and full credit to the players for carrying that out. It's not easy when you make wholesale changes like we did to keep the patterns that we asked for, and the players, you know, will take a lot of credit from today, and hopefully a lot of confidence, because we can hopefully move on from this result.
Harry hit the bar. There was an almighty scramble at the end. It could realistically have been 4, 5, 6, couldn't it?
Could have been, and I'd love to have seen a couple more go in, but No, the pleasing thing is we made the opportunities, and we counter-attacked very, very well second half. And I thought we grew stronger as the half went on, came under a little bit of pressure early on. But Arthur made a couple of big saves towards the end of the first half. That should be mentioned, because they're key moments in the game.
Time will tell, of course, but is this now the straw that breaks the camel's back in terms of carrying that into the league form now?
Well, we'll wait and see. Hopefully that is the boost that we need, although it's not 3 points for us. It's a step forward in a cup competition. You know, I said to the players after the game, that shows the strength of our squad. That should give everybody in this room confidence that we can move forward and compete at the top end of the Championship. We've got some tough games to come. Nothing is easy in the Championship. Every point you have to scrap and fight for. But with the quality we've got in there, I think we've got a chance if we can come out of this, and we'll be even stronger for it.
And of course, a bit of disarray towards the start of the game with Steve Cook having to pull out late on as well, so a bit of a reshuffle.
Yeah, there was no real big issue there. Cookie had a tight groin, he felt it in the warm-up, decided to withdraw him as a precaution. Tommy stepped in, and alongside young Bailey Cargill, who again was very, very good today. It's a real positive day for him. I was really pleased with the two centre-backs.
And of course, the realistic proposition that with Steve Cook on 4 yellow cards, he's got a bit of a tightrope to walk. Bailey Cargill needs to keep putting these performances, because he could be in the Championship soon, couldn't he?
We've said all along with Bailey this season that he will get his chance, and we hope that he takes it like he has done in this competition. I think this experience will do him the world of good. It's not a league game, the atmosphere is slightly different, but he still has to perform, and against two good strikers, or one good striker, whichever system they play, because they changed, he did very well.
In terms of this competition, I know you mentioned before the game that a 50-year-old hoodoo of not getting into the last 16 was one you'd like to break. Well, you've done that.
Yeah, we spoke with the players about that before the game, so I wasn't aware of it until yesterday. So I think that's another good record to break and tread new ground for the club. So 51 years is a long wait, and let's see how far we can go.
And of course, this competition now, you're into the last 16. There's some big names in there as well. I mean, there are also some smaller names, but as you had a good cup draw last season, another one would be nice for the whole club as a boost, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, we'd love a home game. This is an ideal travelling midweek when you've got a big game to prepare for on the Saturday, but it's a competition that we want to go as far as we can, and we said that right at the beginning. And who knows, if you get a kind draw, you could easily end up in the quarterfinals. We'll do the best we can. We've got a good squad. I'll continue to rotate the team, because I've said all along, I think we've got such a good squad that everyone deserves a chance, and it's really good to see them taking it.